The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Jackson Pace Pharmacy. Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking about family. And interestingly enough, that kind of rhymes, goes with pharmacy. But Jackson Pace Pharmacy is our guest. This is the first time on the show with pharmacist Alex Jackson. Welcome, Alex.
Hello, Meg. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, he was telling me I had a chance to stop by there yesterday, and I kind of got the tour of the place, and he was telling me this has been a family business for a number of years, right?
My whole life, yeah.
So we're not going to say how old you are?
I'm 34.
Okay, yeah. You're a youngster still. Come on.
Yeah.
No, it's exciting. So I guess was it your father or grandfather that started the business?
My father started the business. It actually originates back into the late 50s.
Wow.
Over off T Street.
Uh-huh.
It was Pleasing's Pharmacy, and Bill Dewberry worked there. He decided to move out to the country.
Okay.
Believe it or not, Nine Mile Road and Pine Forest was the country at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And
not anymore.
Turned into Dewberry Pace Pharmacy out there, and my dad came in 1990. April Fool's Day and bought it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
so that's pretty funny.
We've got roots, man.
So Jackson Pace Pharmacy. So it's not in Pace. We'll just clarify
that. That's yep. Joe Pace.
Uh-huh.
That's the guy my dad bought it from, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I thought it was kind of cool because in my mind, when a pharmacy looks like, you walk in and you see the big counter in the back and the pharmacists
right.
are behind the counter and they have all the pills up front and that's it.
Yeah.
I was so pleasantly surprised when I walked in because your place is much more than that.
Yes, it is. Yeah, we
describe it a little bit because I was pleasantly surprised. I was like, oh, this is really neat.
It's gift items. I mean, it's like a little country store.
I was just going to say, yeah, it feels like a country store, like, a general store kind of feel to it.
Not quite as, extensive as maybe Cracker Barrel on the inside there.
Right?
But, it's got a small country vibe to it.
Yeah, it does. Well, I liked it because you had all kinds of football paraphernalia, so
I did see
a few Georgia Bulldog things up there on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
So that was
got plenty of that. This is the South. It's like kind of a religion.
Although I did notice an Auburn parking spot out front, reserved for Auburn fans. I was like, what is this?
Both my parents went to Auburn.
Aha. So. Okay, that's the answer.
He's an Auburn grad.
Yeah.
I'm a Florida A&M grad, but, I love Auburn.
So all the Auburn fans out there, you've got a pharmacy who are just waiting for you.
Right, yeah.
Well, we're talking with Alex Jackson with Jackson Pace Pharmacy. It's his first time on Pep Talk.
Yeah.
So if you have a question for him, you want to know more about his store and what they do, 850-437-1620. Just text it on in, and I know he'll do his best to answer any questions that you might have.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about how you got into this business. I know that it's a family business, but what is it that you like about it? I mean, what is it like to be a pharmacist?
So for me, the first thing I fell in love with was just helping people, because after high school, I had no idea what I really wanted to do. It was either Air Force. All I knew is I wanted a family of my own, and I saw what my dad had done, providing for us, and
mm-hmm.
that's what led me to pursue pharmacy. So fast forward 15 years now, and here I am.
Well, it was interesting because I saw, as we were waiting to talk with you, one of the things that I observed was everyone that came in, Alex actually came out from behind the counter, was hanging out, talking with them.
Yes.
It was kind of like everyone that was there was a personal friend of yours.
Pretty much, man.
Right?
Yeah, that's the vibe that we try to portray.
And that's really nice because to me, that's a lost art today.
It is. It's kind of in vogue to interact with people.
Yes. Well, because now everything, they want you to do these online pharmacies,
yes.
and they want you
so
to do this
steps.
And do that. And I just think it's really great if you have someone that knows you, knows what you're dealing with, can kind of give you that extra advice. Because
mm-hmm.
they always have that question when you walk into the inn, did you get advice from your pharmacist when you have to
yeah.
sign the thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
they're going to get it whether they like it or not for me, because I make an effort to just interact and maintain relationships with people, you know, because that's like the foundation of what we try to provide at Jackson Pace, you know, put the care and healthcare, if you will.
Well, the relationships and the personalities and, you know, caring about people. We don't see that much anymore.
It's a shame, you know. That's the way the healthcare industry has evolved, or devolved, should I say. You know, it's more business oriented, more money oriented than it is, you know, taking care of the people. But that doesn't mean we can stray from that,
right?
You know, like, or that we have to stray from that. You know, we can still lock into that as healthcare professionals. You know, like, it's because the way things get out there as a healthcare professional, you know, you can get beat down, you can burn out, and I've dealt with it myself. You know, and the solution to that for me was just getting back to my roots. You know. What do I like about this profession?
Right.
I like taking care of the people. So that, I don't like being behind that counter.
That was evident. Alex is definitely a people person. And by the way, someone did text in War Eagle with big exclamation points.
There we go, War Eagle man.
And we got another text coming in about where are you located exactly? Because you said 9 mile road, but that's a long road.
9 mile and Pine Forest Road at that intersection.
Okay, so are there any kind of landmarks around there that people might recognize?
A Starbucks.
Okay.
And Gulf Coast Seafood. Shout out, neighbors.
Okay, there you go. So you could stop by there. What are your hours and days that you're open?
Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, 9 to 2 on Saturdays.
Okay, excellent. It is good that you're open on Saturdays.
Yeah.
That really helps a lot, too.
Yes, definitely. I'll
so
be there.
In some of the things, services that you offer, talk a bit about that, because I know that you do testing as well and treat. So kind of explore that a little bit, too.
So if anyone's had like a little head cold or something and has ended up at the urgent care for hours on end to just then end up at the pharmacy to get an antibiotic and cough syrup or something, you can just come straight to us.
And really?
Yes.
So you can test for certain things there.
Yeah, just acute conditions, UTIs, upper respiratory infections, that sort of thing. And because the last thing you want to do when you are sick is wait and wait and wait and, you know, like, just come knock it all out. And
so that's great. Yeah. So they can just come in and get tested. Do they need to call ahead or anything like that?
No, just show up, man.
Okay. So just show up.
Show up.
So one of the other things that's on your list of the things that you offer is the compounding services. So how does that work? I'm kind of I don't know a lot about that. So I'm sort of intrigued about. I have an image of someone back there in the back with the mortar and pestle grinding stuff together.
Yeah, your imagery is right. it's customized medicine, you know? Like, so if something's not commercially available, or if someone has a particular allergy, or if, you know, there's a unique dose that's not available, we can compound that customized dose. We can compound that, you know, we can compound a medication without a particular additive. And
okay, so we've got someone on the line here real quick, so hang on just a second while we get her queued in. Hang on. Okay, we've got Cindy on the line, so hang on a second here. Cindy, you said that you had a question for pharmacist Alex?
Yes, I do. I was wondering if you can make those compound medications into a lotion.
Yes.
Oh, that's a great question.
I was jumping into that. Yeah, we make that's primarily what we do, actually, is compounded creams, pain creams, hormone creams, dermatological things, you know.
So how does that work?
Great.
All compounds require a prescription from the doctor. If the doctor is not versed in, you know, how to write for it, they can simply call us.
So you could help them write the prescription for the compound?
Right.
Okay. Does that answer your question, Cindy?
Yes, and one more question. Can you do that with payments?
With what?
Payments.
Payments?
Payments.
For money, like
payments. I'm sorry. Pain meds.
Oh, pain meds. Okay, yeah. Yeah, we have non-narcotic, non-addictive pain creams that we compound, you know, and they provide a more localized anesthetic effect than, you know, and it cuts down on side effects, you know, because you're just applying where it hurts rather than taking a pill that is distributed throughout your entire body.
Okay, so thank you so much for calling in with that question, Cindy. We appreciate you. Thanks for listening to Pep Talk.
Thank you.
Okay, this is Pep Talk, and Skull's Expert Panel with Meg, and we are talking with Alex Jackson, the pharmacist at Jackson Pace Pharmacy. And if you have a question for him about any of their services and what they provide or anything that has to do with pharmaceutical, I imagine, he's probably, sure. He is our expert this morning, so 850-437-1620. So we might have someone that just joined us, so tell us again where you're located and your hours, and if someone did want to call, how they can reach you.
Yeah, we're located at the intersection of Nine Mile and Pine Forest Road. Our hours are 9 to 6 Monday through Friday, 9 to 2 on Saturdays. Phone number is 850-478-4450.
Okay, so all you have to do, if they have a question, they can always call you there.
Yes, we prefer phone calls, honestly.
Phone calls versus...
You get a human being, first try.
Yes, well, that's what I think I like about you the most, is that I observed is the relationships. The people that came into the store while I was there, he came right out from behind the counter and started talking with him and chatting with him. And I saw someone come in for a consultation and took a lot of time with that person. And that can be a difference maker today.
Yeah, definitely. It's and I just feel so grateful to be able to get to do, like, sometimes I'll be like, wow, I get paid to do this, you know, and like, that's kind of what you want in a job.
Right. For sure.
Right.
So how do you decide? You have, what's really special too about their place is that it does have a feel of a country store. So you have the pharmacy part of it, but also you have a local artist.
Well, yeah, behind us, we rent to, it's a little pottery painting place. Mm-hmm. Let's Go Paint Pottery is what it's called. Shout out to you, Renee. And it's kind of like the painting with a twist place.
Yeah, okay.
But it's pottery.
Oh, so they do that there.
Right, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Okay, I didn't see that.
Bring food, bring drink, just go hang out. And.
Oh, how fun.
But yeah.
Okay, so how would they sign up for that? How do they find out about that?
Come to us.
Okay.
No, just the building right behind us. That's Let's Go Paint Pottery. Yeah, it's pretty neat. It's a giant fence with flowers all over it on 9 Mile Road. There's another landmark I forgot about. So
it's a fairly big store. It's not like tucked back in the background. It's a large pharmacy.
Yeah.
So that's not a little building.
Right there on the side of the road.
Right. Okay. Got another text. I got out of the car for a minute. War Eagle.
War Eagle, man.
Well, they've got a space for War Eagles, so y'all are going to be treated extra special there, I have a feeling. So
if I'm not parked there, it's open to any Auburn fan.
Yeah, I almost pulled in and hit the brakes.
Yeah.
It's like, no. Not parking
there.
We
keep the Alabama parking sign over by the dumpster.
Oh, well, you won't hear any argument from me. Sorry, Bama fans. So we're having fun talking with Alex Jackson. He is the pharmacist with Jackson Pace Pharmacy, which is not located in Pace. They're actually located, because
yes.
I want to make that clear. That is
disclaimer.
Total disclaimer there. And tell them again where you're located and just kind of the landmarks of if somebody wanted to stop by and maybe meet you. Because you know what? Prescriptions are very personal.
They are.
And they're trying to make it not personal.
Yeah.
All the online stuff. And it's like when I go in and I've got a new prescription from my doctor, whether it's something like long-term, you know, maybe a blood pressure medication or something, or you're being treated for a very specific thing.
Right.
The doctors today, when I love my doctors, have a tendency to say, okay, here's a prescription. Good luck.
That's,
so then you walk into the pharmacy and they go, have any questions? And I'm not even sure what question to ask.
Right. Yeah, people are a little lost, man.
Yeah.
It's like it's pharmacists these days. We need to just take the reins, you know, and really educate folks. And
well, see, not all do. See, you're in,
in
your world, they do. But I can tell you.
I understand why, too. You know, like there's a lot of burnout going on.
Sure.
You know, and it's a whole bunch of behind the scenes stuff that would take way longer than a 25-minute pep talk to talk about. But
maybe another show.
Yeah, just Google PBMs negative reimbursements. You know.
Oh dear.
Yeah, just give that a goog.
Okay.
See what happens there. But
give that a goog. That's a new expression for me. Give that a goog. I like
that. Got that from Mark Norman.
Give it a goog. Okay. But yeah, I mean, so that's what makes the difference, because when I go in, I have gone to many places, and I really don't have an expectation anymore of getting much help. And I don't
right.
mean to be negative,
yeah.
But my expectation is they're going to give
sad.
It to me. I'm going to have to goog it and figure this out myself. So yeah. Observing you yesterday, it's like, that's not the case at your place.
No. It's kind of a blessing in disguise of, because the way pharmacies make money, you know, we fill prescriptions, mm-hmm. you know, so the more prescriptions you fill, obviously the more money you're going to make. However, as I just mentioned, the negative reimbursement aspect of the industry, pharmacies are making less and less and even losing money on prescriptions.
Mm-hmm.
So the natural thing to do is just, well, our stream of revenue is pretty dependent on volume. So we have to increase volume. If you increase volume too much, there goes the personability,
mm-hmm.
you know. However, for us, we've kind of just navigated away from dialing up the volume and have developed a cash-based regimen.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So you can pay out of pocket. Generic drugs are not expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they are dirt cheap, like less than a penny a pill.
Wow. Okay.
You know, so it's, we just kind of cut out the middleman where we can.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people are paying out of pocket for stuff and they're getting the service they need, you know, and there's not this struggle we have because our margins have increased to provide quality service while also maintaining, you know, a solid stream of revenue.
Do you have any advice for patients as they're coming in with prescriptions? Do you have things that occur over and over again where you're just like, gosh, I wish I would just tell them not to do this?
Yes,
or how you have certain things that happen over and over? Give us some advice.
Right, yeah. So just because your insurance tells you to do something doesn't mean you need to do it.
Aha.
And honestly, I kind of encourage you to not listen to them. You know, it's your health care. It's
mm-hmm.
not their health care. Just because you pay them a monthly premium every month doesn't mean like you're completely dependent on what they say, because they're all about placing you in a network.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to go to see this doctor for this, and you have to go to this pharmacy. You have to use the mail if
mm-hmm.
you want these prices.
They push that hard, the insurance companies, the online mail order.
Yeah, and it's because they own the mail order pharmacies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all one thing. It's an oligopoly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it, the best way to fight that is to just not do what they say. You know.
Can you give an example, perhaps, of a particular type of medication, maybe, that you see that a lot,
right,
where
people
are misdirected in a way?
All generics,
mm-hmm.
you know. Like, we could sell, like, and you're not confined to the day supply either if you pay out of pocket for a medication. Like, if you're on a thyroid supplement like levothyroxine,
mm-hmm.
you know, you could get a year's worth of that for, like, $40.
Really?
Yeah, if you just pay out of pocket, you know.
Wow.
But and it's.
So you see the other side of it.
Right.
I'm kind of like, la, 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 whatever they tell me to. I'm just
pretty
kinda...
much. And that's exactly what the system kind of mm-hmm. wants us to be like, you know.
Right.
It's a very profitable sort of system they have
mm-hmm.
set up, you know, a $1 trillion industry. So.
Right.
It's.
Well, when you're thinking about Big Pharma, what's kind of nice is that this particular pharmacy is more of your next door neighbor kind of pharmacy. It's got like
small pharma,
like a country store kind of feel to it, where people are going to talk to you. They're going to talk you through how to use the medication, I'm assuming, and what
mm-hmm.
to do. You don't just hand it over the counter, because that's what happened to me recently. They just, here it is. And I was like, well.
Like I said, we have the relationships established with these people. Like, we know them by
mm-hmm.
name, know them by face. There's people, I'll see their car pull up, I'll know who they are, you know. And I like can literally predict when they're going to show up. It's almost kind of weird. But like to have that relationship, it's like, I know when to discuss things,
mm-hmm.
you know, when it's a relevant, it's like, I know this patient, I know they've been on this medication for 10 years. Like, I don't think I need to counsel them on this.
Right.
You know, so, but Yeah.
But just, certainly with new medications and new medications.
Yeah, and that's what I was trying to get to is I will notice when something is new mm-hmm. about my patient's profiles, mm-hmm. You know.
Well, and I think one of the other things that's kind of tricky for me anyway is that when you are seeing specialists or you're seeing different doctors and they're prescribing different things, so you may have been on something for a year, they send you something new. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether that goes together or not. I don't know if that's the wrong combination of things. And they might, even though they have my record, mm-hmm. I'm not entirely confident they're reading my record in a detailed way. I'm going to prescribe blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
And real clearly in the fine print says, do not mix blah, blah, blah with blah, blah, blah. Are mm-hmm. you able to see those things? Are you able to get patients' histories and stuff?
We have... Our computer automatically does it, but it's, again...
Because you have that experience.
The experience is a lot more valid or mm-hmm. valuable, mm-hmm. You know, because physicians, you know, they got their own stuff that they got to focus on. You know, they're treating the disease. They're treating the condition. You know, they need to focus on all of that. And, you know, when the pharmacist comes into play, you know, we untangle the medication debacles, you know.
Right.
I mean, because it can get, it's like a really challenging game of telephone, you know, especially if someone goes into the hospital and they go to rehab and then they come out.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the circumstance yesterday when you came in with that
one
patient.
Oh, with the woman,
and it's just because hospitals have their own formularies and their mm-hmm. own rules, and rehabs have their own formularies and their own rules, and there's just the patient's medication list will get changed 3 times before they make
it
out of the hospital.
Yes.
You know, so.
I'm nodding my head. Everyone in the studio is nodding their head right now. We're all like, yes.
Yeah, it's a big deal for pharmacists to jump in and untangle those messes and to take the time to do so, you know.
Well, I got spoiled when I was growing up because we had a local pharmacist. Everybody knew him, and it was by first name. And mm-hmm. so I was like, go in, ask him a question. He'll tell you one way or the other. And I never got the feeling like he was trying to make a profit off
right,
of me. Like he would always just tell me what was best for me.
Right.
And make recommendations.
And
that's the sense of what you do, too.
That's how we roll. Yeah.
Well, here we have a question from one of our listeners. So if you do have a question, talking with Alex Jackson this morning on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. He's with the Jackson Pace Pharmacy on 9 Mile Road. Here's some questions. What about Medicare patients for cash pay? Would that go towards the $2,000 a year? Also, a drug prescribed at the beginning of the year costs twice as much than private insurance. Some insurance companies just patent now on Medicare. So I'm not quite sure what they're asking. So we want to know, what about Medicare patients and cash pay, I guess.
So you don't have to do what Medicare says. Again, however, you know, like what I suggest is if anyone has an HSA account, all out-of-pocket costs for prescriptions are considered a healthcare spend.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's...
That's good to know.
That's, yeah, you know, and like... You don't have to have the drug. Like, if you're on anything that is generic and only generic, mm-hmm. and you're not on a brand name medication, I used to do Medicare counseling. For insurance plans and stuff. And I always suggest to people, if you're on cheap drugs, get the cheapest premium with Medicare.
Mm.
Because the insurance is really a just-in-case thing.
Right.
You know. So if you're saving money on premiums and you're saving money on drugs, you know, you could put whatever's left into an HSA account, and then there's another just-in-case.
That's a health savings account.
Right, yeah. And that can be another just-in-case pile of money.
Okay. So as you can see, we have a very caring pharmacist in our midst here at the Pensacola Expert Panel. Alex Jackson, he is with Jackson Pace Pharmacy. So, again, where are you located, your hours? Because guess what? We're almost out of time.
Oh, boy. It was a fast 25 minutes.
Yeah, kind of flew by.
Yeah, Jackson Pace Pharmacy, we're on 9 Mile and Pine Forest Road, 2256 West 9 Mile Road.
Mm-hmm. What's the landmark around there so that people can find
big
you?
Big flowery fence on the right-hand side, right next to Starbucks.
Okay.
And Gulf Coast Seafood.
Okay, and there's an Auburn parking spot,
yeah.
But there are other ones.
Other ones,
flag free.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking with Alex Jackson with Jackson Pace Pharmacy. Do you have a website that they can go to?
Yeah, www.jackson-pacepharmacy.com.